From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've got a lot of other economic and world government news for you today, ladies and gentlemen. I know we have loaded phones right now. I've also got some good news where most of the doctors and healthcare workers are refusing a smallpox inoculation because it doesn't even protect you from weaponized smallpox that the CIA has been handing out like hotcakes to third world dictators in the hope they'll use it to create a crisis for radical reengineering of the entire society. Now, in the last hour, I mentioned how last year we had Judicial Watch on, you know, big establishment think tank slash public advocacy law firm that went after Bill Clinton and now Bush for being on Cipro, the anthrax fighting antibiotic. And they tried to depose the White House press secretary, and they threatened him with arrest if he tried to depose us under anti-terrorism law. So this is happening all over. And I keep talking about this, and I know all these callers want to discuss this, so we'll go to you momentarily with our guest. A paper terrorist gets 5 years in prison. And this gentleman, they took his property, and he was suing him and trying to depose him and trying to go after them with the same legal tactics they use. And the incredible statement here that I keep repeating is by the prosecutor. He says he has continued to harass these people by seeking to depose them. Court said, the prosecutor, he needs to be told this is not acceptable. He is a paper terrorist who intends to intimidate and harass people. And under Section 802 of the Patriot Act, any action that endangers human life is a violation of any federal or state law is you can get an enemy combatant designation, which means you get snatched and grabbed and disappeared. Now, are you going to deliver your children into a system like this, America, or are you going to stand up? When is enough? This is textbook tyranny. And we're joined by Gene Forty. He is a talk show host out in California who's been fighting and covering this case, and he has some audio clips for us as well. And the gentleman, Mr. Megrits, who's been given 5 years and 18 months probation after his prison sentence, is now in the prison. Gene Forty, thanks for joining us today.
You're very welcome, Alex. How are you doing over there?
Fantastic. Why don't you tell us about yourself a little bit, the station you're on or stations and the website?
Sure. First of all, I have a program called attorneybusters.com.
Oh, you've called into the show before.
You and I talked very briefly a little bit about, probably about 5 weeks ago, Alex.
About this case, yes.
About the case. I heard you on the radio for the first time, and I said, that sounds like a man that would understand what I was talking about out here. And I have a program called attorneybusters.com. I'm on a major radio station in Los Angeles called KRLA 870 AM. And essentially, a listener had called into my program. And first of all, attorneybusters.com. I consider what I do, it's an infomercial for justice. In other words, I'm just not a talking show host. I'm not a talking head. What I do is if individuals contact me and tell me about a problem that they've had or a problem they know of some type of a government official out there or with an attorney especially out there, what I'll do is I will try to get involved in the situation and dig into it and truly try to get, you know, both sides of the story here. And a listener had called into my radio program the middle of December, a little bit after the middle of December, and they told me about this incident, about this man by the name of Stephen A. Magritz out in Wisconsin, that the short story was that essentially I was hearing that he was put in prison and was about ready to be sentenced to 70 years in prison for and being prosecuted under the guise of the USA Patriot Act.
And by sentencing last week, he'd already spent 242 days in jail. I mean, the guy's handicapped. They wouldn't even let him be out on bond, and I can't believe that the prosecutor says we wanted more time in jail. This guy tried to depose people. Deposing, that's how you do it. That's what you do.
Alex, look at what you're going to be telling your what your listeners going to hear today on this program, on your program, are some clips that I have that I am going to show you exactly how outrageous that what these people did to this man is. This Mr. Roy Corte, I have a taped interview with Mr. Roy Corte, who was the prosecuting assistant deputy attorney general that prosecuted this man, that essentially Mr. Magritz was saying that what he was really concerned about was when these people went ahead, the county council, this county attorney out there by the name of Keneally in Ozaukee County, when they foreclosed on his property, they first sued him and went through a foreclosure proceeding. And Magwitch said that he filed an answer to that complaint. And when he went down to that court clerk's office, the file and the answer were not there. And the court clerk had told him that those files were at the opposing counsel, this county attorney's office. Well, what Mr. Magwitch was saying was that this county attorney had removed that document from the file, removed
his
answer.
Which is total judicial tyranny, which is totally illegal.
Totally illegal. And what this and then what they did was they took a default judgment against him, took his property that was worth about $600,000, and then instead of having it sold at a foreclosure sale, you know what these lovely tarantulas decided to do? They decided to turn it into a park. Now, when Mr. Magwitch then started sending these letters out to the county supervisor saying, hey, look it, I want to have this issue addressed. I'm a witness of a crime of what this county attorney did. He sent it to the DA's office. He sent it to the attorney general's office. He sent it to everybody. And when he was sending these letters, he is telling them, look it, if you do not respond or take action about this, I'm going to hold you individuals personally responsible for what you are doing to me.
And then you civilly go after them, which is what people do in the Rodney King case or any of these. These are just examples you've heard of. You're allowed to sue people in their individual capacities. What happened next?
Well, sure, but let me put one thing. You're permitted to sue people in your individual capacity, but you go out and try to find an attorney out there that's willing to sue a county attorney in Ozaukee, and if you can find one out there, I'll tell you, Alex, you know, I've got some real estate for you about 800 feet below the water out there in Florida, okay, number one. So now what happens is when he now starts sending these letters to these individuals, well, none of these individuals, these county supervisors or any of them respond to him. The next thing that he does is that happens is Keneally, this county attorney that he was saying had done these wrong things, Keneally starts sending letters off to various organizations such as the Department of Financial Institutions out there. And let me read just a part of this letter of what this corporate counsel did. He said, basically, and this is a letter written by Dennis Keneally, April 2nd, on the Corporation Council of Ozaukee County paper.
This is written by them. Go ahead.
This is written. Basically, this idiot is a tax protester who refused to pay real estate taxes on his land. He is a militia posse comitatus member, whatever fits in that category, right? Now, I interviewed this Keneally also, and I have Mr. Keneally in recorded conversations. I asked him, I said, did you ever consider this Magwitch to be any member of any type of posse comitatus or anything of that nature? No, I didn't. Well, I go, Mr. Keneally, I have a letter here that's written by you on your stationery saying you did. He goes, I guess I just misspoke. I said,
Look, number one, it's not illegal, which of course Magwitch wasn't, but it isn't illegal to be a member of these groups. The point is, this is demonization. Go ahead.
It was demonization. Now and through this letter, what then this county attorney does, he goes, therefore, please refer this to the appropriate investigation awareness that these items should not be filed or honored by your offices. This person and his group are embarking on a path of civil disobedience. He also says...
So he's calling the in writing to the court, saying, don't hear this guy's cases. He's a terrorist. Just don't let this guy have any access to the courts.
What he's doing is he's writing right now in this letter to the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions, all right? And he's also writing to the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. And he's essentially telling them, this land was foreclosed upon, and they evicted him and his group. What this county council is doing, he's building this image that this Magwitch was some type of a militia or posse comitatus member, that he and his group were causing all this problem. And this man, Keneally, told me that he did not consider this man to be any member of a group. But he had to start to build this smut and smear campaign to start to position this man as being a terrorist.
So they could use the terrorism law. You know what? I promised I'd go to calls this segment. Stay with us. We'll come back, finish the story, and then air those clips. Let's go to calls right now. Let's talk to Clinton in Wisconsin. Clinton, you're on from the state where there... by the way, there was a Milwaukee story last year where the city manager, when people were trying to remove her, said... in court, we can declare martial law and ban all protest. Now, she got kicked off for that. This shows you the mindset in this state. Go ahead, Clinton from Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. As you know, I've called in frequently. Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin, is a cesspool of filthy politicians from top to bottom. In fact, there's only one guy that really blows my mind, and that's this Feingold, who has had the only one in Congress to have the courage to stand up and vote against the tyranny that's being perpetrated today in our nation. I just want to say one thing, and I'm gone. You, me, all of us have to bear the responsibility for allowing them to define what it means to fight. Understand what I'm saying, Mr. Jones?
Yeah, they're telling us we are not allowed to defend ourselves. They are God.
That's right.
They're saying what King said.
This, I'll fight for you. This, as soon as they took over control of the civil verbalized process, we lost. That's all I got to say.
And
you know where we're going next.
Now they're getting rid of juries, and the bar is calling to get rid of juries. Thanks
for the
call.
You know where we're going next. I'll talk to you again. Have a good day.
Thank you, Clinton. Any comments to what he just said, sir?
Oh, no, I absolutely agree, because this is exactly what is happening. When you catch a corporate official, a county official, or any public official doing anything wrong, you will be villainized, and they will put you in prison. And in this instance, this is what's happened to Mr. Magritz. Because when I start to go through some of these clips with you, I'm going to show you that this Mr. Roy Cordy said, well, you know, even though if these files did come out from that office, that doesn't give Mr. Magritz the right to break the law. What he's telling us, it just gives Mr. Keneally the right to break the law. This is what these public officials are doing, and the USA Patriot Act is going to destroy us if we don't fight back.
Tell you what, yeah, we got to fight back. We got to do it. We'll be right back with more calls, more news.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Paul and Craig and others, your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. We're talking to radio talk show host Gene Forty about the case of a gentleman with no criminal record. They took his $600,000 piece of property without letting him ever respond in court, just basically hijacked it and used anti-terrorism laws against him. He's now going to serve 5 years in prison and then 18 months of probation when he gets out. And the probation officer says when he gets out, he has to run any paperwork by him, even while he's in court, all of his briefs and paperwork. And he's not allowed to depose anyone, they've said. That's not allowed. Basic Fifth Amendment, folks. Basic stuff here is now terrorism. This is creating outrage across the country. This is tyranny. This is a tyranny in America. Again, continuing with Gene Forty, you've got those clips there. Continuing with the story and the clips, and we'll he knew that you were talking to him when you were recording this.
This
was for your radio show.
This was for my radio program. He knew he was being recorded. I interviewed Mr. Roy Cordy from the Attorney General's Office to prosecute the case. I interviewed the attorney that was actually also that was the one that Mr. Magritz accused of removing documents from the court file. So all these recordings are now going to come back to haunt these gentlemen, because what I found out, Alex, and this is what I think the listeners need to understand, we can make a difference out there. This was all started by one listener calling into a radio program just as yours, just as mine out here, and then I got involved in the case. And what we have is we have an issue. These guys got caught doing something that they don't know what to do now. My letter that I wrote that summarized the interviews that I had with this Cordy.
And the newspaper says it was handed out to members of the press and the public there at the hearing.
Yeah, well, you know what? I just got a copy of the article. Thank you to Alex Jones telling me about this, because I didn't even know about this article written about this case back in Milwaukee. Thank you very much, Alex. And I see that the reporter refers to me as a talk show host, Gene Forty, out in Carmel, California. Well, and he refers to my letter. But in my letter, I was very specific, and I said, I'm a radio talk show host in Los Angeles on KRLA, attorneybusters.com. So what I did just before I called you, Alex, or before you called me today, I called up this reporter at the Milwaukee Sentinel out there, And I got him on recording also. I go, Jeff, why didn't you mention attorneybusters.com or Los Angeles? Why is that? He goes, oh, well, editing. That is not, I believe, the whole truth. I believe essentially that they do not want to know out in Wisconsin right now that there's a very large audience out here in Los Angeles looking into this. And I told this Mr. Jeffrey Cole that the information that we have shows that I am not, I'm right now trying to pursue an investigation of this Mr. Dennis Keneally. And I've contacted the DA's office, the police office out there, and I cannot get any of these people to take action yet. I've called the court clerk's office out there several times, and we can't get anything done. So I'm going to find out, are they going to try to declare me a radio terrorist right now? Are they going to try to get me arrested because I've got these guys behind an eight ball? Let me play, Alex, a clip of this Mr. Roy Cordy, that's the Assistant Deputy Attorney General, that prosecuted this case. And I will tell you this. This is going to lead back to this Mr. Magritz. Do you know that he was subpoenaed as a witness in the case of Catherine Doyle, that's the sister of James Doyle, versus a bunch of pro-lifers, WVCY, out there in Wisconsin?
That was the governor who got this law passed where you criticize the government, you get thrown in prison. Go ahead.
That's correct. But what Mr. Roy, what happened was they tried to subpoena Mr. Magritz in this case of Catherine Doyle versus WVCY because there was a broadcast out there alleging that Catherine Doyle had actually kicked a 7-year-old girl when she's down praying in front of an abortion clinic protest, right? And I'll tell you, I've talked to the girl's father. There's so much stuff that leads back around. This case, I believe, was a vendetta carried on by James Doyle and his cronies out there, disguised as the Patriot Act, disguised against the man that now caught these people doing something wrong. And I've got the evidence that I'm showing up in these people's faces right now. It's scaring
me. Jim Doyle was the attorney general, not the governor, but go ahead.
Right. James Doyle was the attorney general at that time, but now became the governor of the state.
Yeah.
Let me play this clip of Roy Cordy regarding what he thinks this issue about.
We got to hold that off to the next segment. We've got a long segment coming up, plenty of time to air these clips and go to the calls. So stay right there, folks, and we'll come back and air these. I mean, this, it's all about money, it's all about property, it's all about control, it's all about government owning you. And I repeat, the prosecutor, Cordy, said of Mr. Magritz, he has, quote, continued to harass these people by seeking to depose them. Oh!
Such a shame to get him.
This is not acceptable.
Terrible thing, huh?
He's a paper terrorist who intends to intimidate and harass people.
We're radio terrorists.
Check everything out before he files it with his probation officer.
Yeah, right.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Mr. Ford, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, have you aired these clips on your show?
Yes.
And you did tell all these guys they were being recorded?
Yep.
Okay, that's good.
No, we will not get nailed.
Oh, I believe you. I mean, they let you air it out there on that station. I mean, what'd you say? Hey, I want to interview you, and you got him on for this?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's what everybody does. Everybody knows that. You're the press, so they...
Here's the thing, Alex. These guys right now are in deep trouble, okay? Deep trouble.
Well, say that when you get back, okay?
Okay, you
and
tell me how...
Add that you hope they come after you, because imagine the image of them going after a talk show host.
Oh, yeah. Come on, fellas. Let's go head to toe on this deal right now. Because here's a problem. The confession by this Keneally saying he took the court clerk files out of the office, it's incredible.
Oh, he says that on tape.
He says that on tape. I go, well, did you ever take these court clerk files out of the office? Oh, no. Well, when they are here, they're only here for a day or two. I go, really? He says, you've already... Yeah, idiot.
All right, stay there. We'll be right back in a minute and a half.
Okay, thank you, Alex, for having me on the show today.
You bet. Here we go. You ought to have me on your show.
I'd wanted you to. When you and I talked that first time, I asked you to give me a call. I want to have you on the program.
Do you have my wife's number?
Give it to me again. I emailed her that right after we talked that first time.
Okay, yeah, we miss a lot of stuff. Just call her, 512-443-5856.
Yeah, because,
512-443-5856. You should have me on about my film, The Road to Tyranny. I'll send you a copy. You can air the clips on your show, where FEMA teaches people that Christians are terrorists. The Founding Fathers are terrorists, and we're all enemies of the state.
I had Catherine Cryer on last week, the case against lawyers. I'd love to have you on.
Okay, well, we'll do it. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Okay.
join Alex live on the air toll-free at 1-800-259-9231 or email the Info Warrior at alex@infowars.com.
All right, I know callers have been holding patiently. We will get to you coming up here in a few minutes after we hear some of these clips with our guest. So everybody be patient. Before we go back to our guest, I want everybody to grab a pen and paper because my film, The Road to Tyranny, just about 3.5 minutes of the 170 minutes, goes into this. It's all jam-packed. Just to give you an idea of what you get with this film. We have FEMA in Kansas City, Missouri, where we're on the local AM radio. We have a local firefighter send us the footage of a classroom. He's at the back of the classroom, full of cops and firemen. There's a FEMA commando up there with a high and tight haircut saying, quote, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington are all terrorists. Christians are terrorists and enemies of the federal government, period. Then we have their training manuals where it says defenders of the U.S. Constitution are terrorists, homeschoolers. Then we have the Herald Register article out of West Virginia headline, Christians a hate group. If you believe in the second coming of Christ, they admit the colleges teach Christians are terrorists to law enforcement. This shows what they're setting up. And then you have the state of Wisconsin with Milwaukee saying that anyone that criticizes the government, that's intimidation. Anybody that tries to depose a government official can be arrested, given prison time under anti-terrorism. They don't get juries. They don't get anything. Now, I mean, this is America. This is what's happening to America. It doesn't intimidate me. It makes me angry. The road to tyranny is so key. So key. It's worth it. The $25 is worth it just for that 3 or 4 minutes. But the thing's 170 minutes long on DVD, 144 minutes on VHS. It's an incredible film, folks. It's an incredible. Both the versions have the FEMA part, and all the training manuals and the flyers and the rest of it. You need to see, number one, who carried out September 11th and how they're going to use the Patriot Act on the American people, and they already are. Total Tyranny. You need to get The Road to Tyranny. I have the part two of that, The Masters of Terror, 125 minutes long, a little over 2 hours. I've got The Takeover, the troops trained to put you in FEMA camps, the gun confiscations, all on tape, all up close video. This is the real deal. These are bombshell events. They blow holes in the lies of the New World Order. Now, you need to have my videos. 8 films, 8 titles. I've also written a book, Descent into Tyranny. It is excellent. It's $20. If you get 3 or more of the films, they drop down to $20. Operators are standing by right now to take your order. Call, get the videos, make copies, get them on Access TV. A lot of cities and counties are waking up. They're reversing all this stuff. They're getting rid of the Patriot Act in their area. But people got to know what the threat is to understand how to fight back against this. Toll-free number to get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. Again, that number, 1-888-253-3139, or go to www.infowars.com, infowars.com or net, to order via our secure online shopping cart. Infowars.com or net, or 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me with check or money order or Federal Reserve note to Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. It's time to set bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. It's time to wake folks up to the massive tyranny that's burgeoning, that's spreading like a metastasizing cancer right now. Take action today. Do not underestimate the power of grassroots getting involved. Get the videos. Make 100 copies of them. Get them out to everybody. Going back to our guests and into these calls, we're talking to a fellow who has a talk show host out in California, Gene Forte, the website attorneybusters.com. You do definitely want to check it out. We have a link to it on Infowars.com, I'm told. Gene, continuing. They want his property. They don't want him to defend himself. He can't even file stuff with the courts. The papers disappear by the side that's involved in this. Just textbook tyranny. Please continue and give us some of these audio clips.
All right. It's absolutely outrageous. And this is a clip of Mr. Roy Corte. This is the Assistant Deputy Attorney General that I interviewed for my radio program, and I talked to him about this Keneally, this county council that had these documents that disappeared from the file. Let me play his clip for you right here.
Because I was involved in a litigation, and I went down and I filed documents at the court clerk's office, and that court clerk took those files and gave it to the opposing counsel.
Well, I have no information that
happened.
Were then not filed, okay, number one. Number two, I guess, not to be flippant, but that does not give Mr. Magritte a right to violate the law.
Okay, so now do we understand what we're hearing this man say? He's saying that Keneally, if Keneally committed a crime and Mr. Magritte is trying to bring that out, well, you know, it's no big deal. It doesn't give Mr. Magritte the right to violate the law. But it
violate
only,
the law by suing him and trying to depose him.
But not only by suing him, what Mr. Magritte was simply trying to do, he was a witness of a crime, and he was trying to get an investigation conducted by either the Attorney General's office or the DA's office.
Trying to file a complaint, trying to petition.
That's what he was doing. And I asked this Cordy.
And by the way, this terrorist development that he's been in prison for can be found in the Fifth Amendment.
Right. Here, let me play you another attitude of this Cortes, all right? Because you've got to get the sense of this man's personality here.
If clerk court files are going to the corporate counsel, Mr. Keneally, the opposing counsel against this gentleman, Mr. Magritte, if they're stamping those things, received, or if we're putting them on a docket sheet, but then not having them in the file, it doesn't seem appropriate, does it?
That was his response. In other words, what could he say? Of course it's not appropriate. But this Mr. Cordy didn't want to let
now
me...
Now, wait. Were the papers ever filed, period?
Yes.
But is there a record of them now, or are they still gone?
No. The papers were filed, but they were and stamped, but then they were not in the file when the judge looked at the complaint as far as filing the default judgment. And this Keneally, this...
So it's like going into the evidence room in a trial and removing the smoking gun.
Exactly correct. He removed Magritte's answer to the complaint. And what I'm saying is, look, I'm not trying to convict this Keneally without a trial. I told my radio listeners on my show on Sunday, hey, let's have a trial before we hang this guy. You know, it's like the old West sometimes. Because this is what these people did to Mr. Magritte. Now, the thing, Alex, is, and what I think the listeners need to understand, that this issue goes back to James Doyle as the Attorney General of the state, who's now the Wisconsin issue, that involves Catherine Doyle, his sister. His sister, Catherine Doyle, collected somewhere close to $1 million in a civil litigation against a bunch of pro-lifers out there in Wisconsin.
Why? How is she involved? What does she run?
Catherine Doyle was part of some type of a defense group for the abortion clinics back there in about 1993. And what she had done was the pro-lifers accused her. One girl had got kicked in the face, a 7-year-old girl, had got kicked in the face allegedly by this Catherine Doyle. So what they did was they tried to go to the DA's office to get charges pressed against her. And they announced it on the radio program that they had out there on WBCY. And when the prosecutor did not file charges, then she sued them for slander and defamation. Now, this case was handled by a civil law firm out there for Catherine Doyle. But what people didn't realize was that James Doyle, at the same time as Attorney General, was pushing through a law in the state to get an injunction and a RICO Act against all the pro-lifers that were protesting the abortion clinics. And when they got that bill passed, they then amended Catherine Doyle's complaint to include these criminal allegations.
Now, can you confirm that the man who has now been in prison, Stephen Magritte, was deposed in that case?
I've got the document showing he was subpoenaed 1 year before inside of that case. He was subpoenaed. And Mr. Roy Cordy, I asked him the question. Here, let me play this. I asked Mr. Roy Cordy, did you know of the involvement of this case of Catherine Doyle against these pro-lifers? And let me play what he said about that, all right?
Okay.
Did Kathy Doyle kick women protester in front of the anti-abortion clinic?
As far as I know, no.
All right.
I believe that there might have been some civil lawsuits brought by her against people who allege that, and I think there was a settlement of some sort. But beyond that, I'm not sure.
Now, what Mr. Roy Cordy was saying, did you see how he was saying that he wasn't, he kind of didn't really know about this lawsuit per se. He thinks there might have been a settlement. What I uncovered, and I got inside of my hands right now, is a report that was stamped by Roy Cordy, regarding the deposition summary, a subpoena of Mr. Magritz in the case of Catherine Doyle and his communications with the civil law firm when the Justice Department, James Doyle's Justice Department out there, was in communication. So he knew about Magritz's involvement in this Catherine Doyle
would that
case.
Be a conflict of interest having the Attorney General, I guess at this time, with the law firm, with his sister?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I want to make clear here on the record that that she's, by her own court, been found to not to have done this. But it certainly shows what you're showing here is that they had been involved with Stephen Magritz before, and that there is a history here. But bottom line, why I'm focusing in on this is because we've got Stephen Magritz, we've got this prosecutor here, Corti, saying in the newspaper. That, quote, talking about Magritz, he has continued to harass these people by seeking to depose them, Corti said. He needs to be told this is not acceptable. He is a paper terrorist who intends to intimidate and harass people. So they're implying here that you're not allowed to depose people now, that is terrorism. That well, is where I have a that is crazy.
Well, there's a couple of other issues here. You state that Catherine Doyle was found not to do this. That is not correct. What happened was, essentially, in this case, that case settled. And the reason why the case settled was because the father of a little girl that had allegedly got kicked in the face, when they did an article, the Milwaukee Journal did an article on them, they actually put this father's home address inside of a newspaper about this litigation was going on. The next thing he did, his tires are being slashed, he's getting these death threat phone calls, and this little girl...
No, I understand, but my point is, for the record... this was never substantiated. It's obvious, you know, what's going on here. But I'm saying we do not they dropped it. They stopped it. So according to the law, then we're saying that's unsubstantiated because it was thrown out. I'm saying that here on the record.
Okay. Well, you can say your side on the record. And from my side of the record, I'll tell you this. I spoke to the father of a little girl, and I have a great suspicion that truly that incident did take place. And I believe there's something really stinks there. But but going back with Magritz, this all ties back in to the Magritz story because this Mr. Roy Corti, who is the prosecutor for James Doyle, I understand that he's brought in to handle any types of cases that involve criminal conduct of James Doyle. And this Corti prosecuted over 24 pro-lifers at that time and put over 24 pro-lifers in jail. So this all comes back to something they do not want to go ahead and be found out about what they've been doing out there. This is Corti. This is the Attorney General's office using the guise of a USA Patriot Act to get somebody put in jail when the man, number one, had some involvement with his sister's case, Catherine Doyle. Number two, that the man had a piece of property that the county wanted. And number three, they had a good way to go ahead and get this thing taken out if they got a default judgment against him by removing the answer to the complaint. And Mr. Magritz was simply trying to get his grievance addressed.
Is there any way to counter any of these people? Is there any way when the state itself, I mean, we had the city manager of Milwaukee, this woman, one of the managers, several there, last year, did you hear about where it was in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel? She said, we can declare martial law because there was a recall vote on her. And she said in a meeting, we can declare martial law and silence all opposition. Now, that just shows the mindset of the state is frightening.
Well, Alex, in response, first of all, yes, I believe there's a way we can counter this, and we countered it by individuals such as yourself with your program and myself out here and getting people out there that are listening to the program right now to stand up. Because I will tell you this, that the people in Wisconsin, James Doyle, the Attorney General's office, is in huge, big trouble with these recordings I have. And if we focus our powers and our forces of the people right now on Wisconsin, we can crack that nut out there like a big old rotten egg right now and expose to the entire nation exactly what this USA Patriot Act has done. This task force is what prosecuted this man. Do you realize they swatted this man out of his home with a 25-man SWAT team with machine guns at gunpoint? They said he and his group, it wasn't any group, it was this man and his Japanese wife. This was all building the smut and smear.
Yeah, also there was articles implying he was racist and stuff. It's incredible.
Oh, no, well, wait a second. I did an interview with the managing editor of the Osaki Press, Mr. Bill Shannon, And I asked him, how did he get all this information regarding this Mr. Magritz? It all came from Mr. Keneally. And I asked this Bill Shannon, did you conduct any interviews with Mr. Magritz to get his side of the story? And his response was, let me think. No, of course he didn't. Because he is part and complicit, and the general media out there in the small hometown areas gets complicit.
Good old boy networks.
Absolutely.
Let's take a call. Let's talk to Paul in Illinois. Paul, you're on the air with our guest. Okay, we'll go to Craig in Illinois. Craig, you're on the air with talk show host Gene Forty. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you today?
Fine.
Go ahead.
Okay. I have a comment first that I have to make, and then after that, Alex, I got something I disagree with you about.
Okay, go ahead.
The first thing is this. Have you guys ever killed anybody?
No, I haven't.
Nope.
You, Gene?
Nope.
Go ahead and make a point.
Let me ask him. Have you ever seen a dead body that the flesh is putrefied to where it's dropping off the bones?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me tell you something. When you do one of those two things, you grow inside as a man. And one thing that I see is, that you're trying to fight their weapon or their system with their own weapon. And I'll tell you what, it isn't going to work anymore. There is only one thing to do, and that is to stand up and be men. And I'll tell you what, the last couple of days, I have listened to your program, and all I've heard is people call in and be wimps.
Well, it's easy for you to sit there in your home and to call in and talk about dead rotting bodies, which I don't understand. And then,
I'm trying to say it because I'll tell you why. When you see something like that, if it's in the case of warfare, whatever, it changes you as a human being and a man at that time.
Okay, well, I'm not as manly as you are, but the point
I'm not trying to be manly. The thing that I'm trying to say is a coup has happened in this country. A coup. All you have to do is go back and read simple military history.
I understand. Yeah, it's tyranny.
Okay. You're trying to abide by a system which is set up completely against you legally. You are a standard human being. You have no power. You have nothing else. There's no way that you can make them listen.
I disagree with that.
Hold on just a second. I guarantee you, Craig, that I've done more than you have to fight the New World Order. And my job is educating the people about the tyranny, just like the committees of correspondence before the Revolutionary War, what our rights are, how they're being violated, and who's violating them. And we haven't done that job yet, and you need to start educating people so they know that we're under this military dictatorship.
Alex, I do, and I'll tell you what. I commend you on the work that you've done. I have never disagreed with you on anything. I have remade your tapes. I've distributed them to people. I've bought stuff and articles.
Well, look, I understand your frustration, sir, but, I mean, look, we're doing as much as we can here, and every man's his own man, what they decide to do with this situation. I'm just saying any physical event, they'll turn against us. Stay there. We'll be right back.
I'd rather bankrupt them.
Do you wish you had a dollar for every camera that is being installed along our roadways and public gathering places? Now you can detect wireless cameras with the easy-to-use mini camera detector. It's so small, it can be carried virtually anywhere. Discreet sweeps of the home, office, or hotel room can be done quickly and efficiently. When a camera is discovered, an LED light flickers and an audible alarm sounds. An auto-adjusting sensitivity tuner allows you to scan variable distances. It can even detect pole-mounted roadway cameras from the comfort of your car. The mini camera detector checks multiple channels and detects frequencies between 50 megahertz to 3 gigahertz, picking up most wireless cameras. Advanced circuitry eliminates background noise and minimizes false alarms. No bigger than a cigarette lighter, the mini camera detector puts peace of mind in the palm of your hand for only $39. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 and get a mini camera detector today.
Big Berkey, the most economical water filter you can buy. The four ceramic filters can be recleaned up to 100 times or more. It's like getting 400 replacement filters free. Because the filters need to be cleaned only every 4 to 6 months, it costs less than $1 per month for fresh, clean drinking water. Most filter systems do not remove harmful bacteria. The Big Berkey's different. It's powerful. It removes harmful bacteria such as E. coli, cholera, and cryptosporidium. Unbelievably, it is even powerful enough to handle water from lakes and rivers, which makes it ideal for emergencies. This economical system sets up in minutes without any need for plumbing, tools, or electricity, yet provides years of fresh, clean drinking water. Best of all, it's durable, easy to clean, and designed to last a lifetime. Get the economical Big Berkey, normally $279, for the special price of only $239. Order now and save $40 by calling toll-free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
A fairy tale by Frida Peoples. Once upon a time, there lived an evil ogre called the IRS. This was a terrible monster. It gobbled up all of the people's property and monies by being very scary. Everyone was very, very afraid of the IRS, and there was darkness over all the land. Just when it seemed there was no hope left, a brave and noble knight called freedomfromtheirs.com appeared. He taught the people about how the scary monster called the IRS was built on lies and deception. He told the people of how he had no tax liabilities at all, and how with his help, the people could defeat the evil monster. And so it was that the brave and noble knight called freedomfromtheirs.com rallied the people of the land, and together they began to defeat the evil monster called the IRS. For more of the tale, call 800-392-0850. That's 800-392-0850. Or visit freedomfromtheirs.com. The end.
All right, folks, we're going to have open phones and all the other news I didn't cover in the first and second hour, in the third hour that we're racing towards. I'll be live tonight from 9 to midnight, and I'll be responding to the State of the Union address by the ultra-socialist George W. Bush. That's all coming up. I want to commend our guest for investigating these bizarre tyrannical activities that are going on, Gene 40. And his website is attorneybusters.com. Gene, we've only got a few minutes left here. Any final comments you have for the listeners?
Yeah, I here's a final comment. Number one, the whole issue of getting officials elected is that they're using right now this terrorist act to try to scare people to death. James Doyle, who's the Attorney General, when they started prosecuting this Magwitz, what he did was he had television commercials that were focusing upon the terrorism of the buildings blowing up and all these things, and it would dissolve away to a next spot of this Magwitz being tried as a terrorist. They build a smut and smear campaign to protect their own crimes is what these officials are going to do now, and if you try to stand up and do anything about it, we're trying to crush it. Now, we can stop this.
Now, wait a minute. Let me stop it. You're saying they ran TV ads showing pictures of Magwitz?
What they do is they ran TV ads of the World Trade Center, you know, bombings and dissolving away. And then what they did was they followed up with a news report. It's always time for news reports would come on of a picture of Magwitz. This is how the media is able to blind people's minds here. And what I think people such as Alex, you're doing a great job out there. I want to have you on my program out here in Los Angeles on KRLA. We stream live on the web also. But what you're doing is a great thing, and we come back to what these officials are doing. The USA Patriot Act is poison. They will start to go ahead and use this against us just like they did for Magwitz, and I will tell the individuals out there, I am going out directly after now the governor of Wisconsin and the attorney general's office, and I hope you people keep posted about let's see if we can get this Keneally to investigate regarding these documents that left the court clerk's office. Because that is a crime, and this is where it all starts at, folks.
Well, it's incredible, and I really appreciate you joining us, Gene 40, and we'll keep us abreast of the situation. Mark, do we have time to go to one caller real quick? Okay, we'll go to callers then in the next hour. We're almost out of time here. All right, thank you for joining us today on the show, and I really appreciate it, and we'll keep track of this, Gene, and you're a very brave man to fight a state like this. Thanks for the call.
You're very welcome, Alex, and thank you very much for having me on the program.
You bet. Take care.
Bye, my friend.
I'm sorry we didn't get to some of the callers, and then a lot of folks that were holding dropped off and wanted to talk on this case. We'll continue to talk about this and other issues in the next hour, the third hour of this live daytime show. All I know is what they admit they've done in the newspaper. Paper terrorist gets 5 years in prison under their anti-terrorism domestic security unit. And they have the quote here of the prosecutor. They have this prosecutor here in the newspaper. He has continued to harass these people by seeking to depose them, Corti said. He needs to be told this is not acceptable. He is a paper terrorist who intends to intimidate and harass people. So you can't depose people now. I mean, folks, that's wrong. That's unconstitutional. That's out of control. And this needs to be exposed. Because I remind you, Judicial Watch, last year, just 3 or 4 months ago, I had him on, Larry Klayman and others, tried to go to with their process servers to the White House, which happened to Bill Clinton hundreds of times, and should have happened, and tried to deliver subpoenas for the White House press secretary about the anthrax case with the White House on Cipro. And they just said, we'll arrest you right now under anti-terrorism. Get off the steps. Don't drop that subpoena. So we have the White House doing stuff like this. This is very serious business, ladies and gentlemen. And they will start duplicating this nationwide if we don't stand up against it and stop the demonization tactics and campaigns. All right, third hour coming up. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm Alex Jones. Please stay with me. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny.